great guests, great ideas, and great advice. That pretty much sums up Business Breakthrough Hotline with Kelly Roach, the weekly show for entrepreneurs and innovators exclusively from Syndication Networks. Just ask Mark Pinsky, General Manager, WSBC Chicago.
She knows her stuff, and honestly, I really like the show.
Cameron Dobbs from WSFL Miami.
She's great. She's very authentic.
Former NFL cheerleader and Fortune 500 executive Kelly Roach has trained more than 100,000 entrepreneurs worldwide. And now your listeners can benefit from her expert advice on finding a great side hustle and building it into a successful business.
More and more people are trying to figure out a way where they can build their own little enterprise, and having people like Kelly who are able to coach, teach, train, mentor, give advice to is incredibly useful, especially in today's day and age.
She speaks a lot from her own experience as, you know, a wife, a mother, a business owner, a coach. She's very motivational.
Business Breakthrough Hotline with Kelly Roach is fun, interactive, and a great education in marketing and entrepreneurship.
She is incredibly thorough, incredibly informed.
I see it more as just being something you can learn, a life lesson in every area, not just business, because I think Kelly Roach is a lot more than just business.
Business Breakthrough Hotline with Kelly Roach is unique and innovative programming.
She sounds really good on the air. She's an easy listen.
She's seasoned. She's a great speaker. She communicates effectively. Kelly Roach already has a large online audience, and so I think having her show on your station would be a big bonus to you. I think it'd bring in a lot of maybe even new audience that you don't already have.
Now, check out Business Breakthrough Hotline with Kelly Roach for yourself. Then send back the agreement to lock in your market. Now, the Business Breakthrough Hotline with Kelly Roach, featuring practical, expert advice on marketing yourself and your business. Here's your host, Kelly Roach.
On today's episode of the Business Breakthrough Hotline, you're going to get to hear from three different business owners with three different business challenges, and we're going to help them to create an immediate breakthrough. So stay tuned.
The Business Breakthrough Hotline begins in a moment. Welcome back to the Business Breakthrough Hotline with Kelly Roach.
Here's what's important to remember as business leaders and business owners. Sometimes the simplest strategy is going to be the most effective one in helping you create that next big breakthrough. Let's dive into these different scenarios and see how we can help these business owners to take their next big growth leap. The Business Breakthrough Hotline begins right after this. For our first caller on the show today, we have Lorraine. And Lorraine built her business primarily through high trust, relationship driven one-on-one work. And she is now shifting from a very service heavy model towards scalable programs and IP. Her work relies deeply on trust, authority, and long form thinking. Her challenge isn't demand for one-on-one, it's scaling trust beyond proximity to create an engine to fuel the ecosystem of offers. So Lorraine, welcome to the show. And what is your big question today?
Yeah, my big question, Kelly, and thanks so much for this opportunity. I'm trying to figure out, how do I build a scalable trust engine that converts authority into my membership and my ecosystem in general? What does that look like structurally at the next revenue tier?
So the first question that I have for you, Lorraine, is if you were to look back over time, where have the vast majority of your best customers come from?
They've come from referrals. People okay. are excited after they work with me, and then I get somebody who heard about me from that person.
Okay, that is fantastic. And for everyone listening to the show today, what I want you to know is that the closest to the money, lowest lying fruit in your business is always the thing that you've already had success with that you can put a system around to exponentially increase. So Lorraine, let me ask you, what does a week in the life of your business look like right now from the standpoint of exponentially increasing those referrals?
So I am doing the miracle hour every day. I have reached out to all my former clients. Now I'm working on reaching out to people that had contact with me, but decided, you know, that it wasn't the time. And I'm reminding them and actually letting them know that I've started a membership and that I also have started a program, and asking them just to keep that in mind for people that they know. So I'm not sure that's the best approach, but I tell them that I'm very excited about this and wanted them to be the first to know.
Okay, perfect. So that sounds like that is a great first step. And for everyone that's listening to the show today, if you've never heard of the Miracle Hour, I'm actually releasing a brand new book on this strategy, which I will share a little later in the show for you to get your copy of the audiobook absolutely free. So Lorraine, thanks so much for following my methodology there. So here's what I'll say. What you just shared, Lorraine, is a great first step. The first step, obviously, is letting people know referrals really matter to me, and we really appreciate that you have been a great client or a great referral partner in the past. That's a great first step. But in order to exponentially increase this, we have to give someone a so what, now what. We need to give them a really specific next step that makes it super easy for them to refer to you. And there's a couple different ways that you can think about doing that. So number one, I would put something specific on the calendar that you would invite every single client, past client, and referral partner to, that they are invited to also invite others to, that you know is going to provide this incredible value, whether it's someone that is currently working with you, worked with you in the past, or never worked with you before. I would create some type of virtual, it could be a round table, it could be a State of the Union, it could be a trends report, it could be a what's working now, something that is gathering lots of people together in the same place at the same time to hear this message about what to take action on and how. And for you, Lorraine, since you know that you've had success with referrals in the past, you want to create whatever is going to make it simplest and easiest for people to refer to this. That might mean providing all of the marketing copy. That might be providing an email that they can send out about it. That might be providing a text message copy to share it with others. You want to make it as easy and as little work as humanly possible for the people that support you to get people into the conversation with you. Okay.
I love that.
Yeah. So your next step doesn't need to be a new or different strategy. It can absolutely be taking what has already been your best seller, which is referrals and referral partnerships, and putting a better system and structure around one, how do we generate referrals in volume? Two, how do we make it easier for people to refer in volume? And then three, how do we create that so what, now what, that moment of decision where people can come experience you, your brand, receive value, and also be invited to take that next step to work with you? How does that feel for you?
This feels brilliant. This is so good because after that initial announcement, I really wasn't sure how to follow up on it. And so this gives me really an idea as to how to create an experience that's beneficial to them and will make me top of mind.
Absolutely. And the thing is the easier that you make it for people to refer to your business, the more referrals you're going to get. So, you know, take what you know as a busy business leader and entrepreneur, what you would need in order to successfully refer or make connections or help one of your, you know, best people that you want to support to be more successful, and create that toolkit, create that toolbox for them. Keep it top of mind, follow up multiple times, and let's create that virtual online experience that is going to be the so what, now what, both for the people that want to refer to you and also the people that are going to be experiencing you for the first time to take that next step to get started.
Thank you so much. This was really helpful and I'm really excited.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us on the Business Breakthrough Show, Lorraine. It was awesome to have you here today, and I can't wait to hear about how your referrals grow, and grow.
Thanks, Kelly.
Don't go away. The Business Breakthrough Hotline will be back right after this. Let's get back to Business Breakthrough Hotline with Kelly Roach.
Next up on the Business Breakthrough Show, today we have Maria Fontana calling in from New Jersey. Hey, Maria.
Hi, Kelly.
So excited to have you on the show today. So why don't you tell everyone a little bit about your business and the big breakthrough that you would love to get from our conversation today.
All right. Awesome. Well, I own three companies. I own a brick and mortar salon, spa, and wellness center for over 20 something years. And then I have two online businesses, one online education academy and Maria Fontana Consulting, which is a high level life coaching company for high performance female leaders and CEOs.
So, perfect.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit, what would you like to have a breakthrough on the show today about?
So my biggest struggle is team. So it's a few part question. A, finding team as invested as I am and having them become super profitable. My biggest struggle is in all three of my businesses, I have people that are great for a short while, but they're just not, they don't become profitable. It's like they wind up draining me and I wind up closing a lot of the deals myself, like the big money deals through that I sell through my consulting practice. It seems like I always have to intervene and I need to figure out what I'm doing wrong and what I can do better with team. That's my biggest crux.
Absolutely. Okay. So there's a couple things, right? I think that when it comes to team and team profitability, especially, it is much harder to introduce the either requirement or introduce the behaviors of monetizing a team after they've already been in a role than it is to, from day one, even before someone's offered the job, to articulate what the requirements are around profit and revenue generation. And so what I would say, Maria, is my first piece of advice would be to back up the entire process and to make sure that starting from the interview process, you're really looking for someone that has a big vision and big goals for themselves financially, and that they're coming into the role seeing their base salary as the smallest component of their income. And that is a very particular, you know, kind of person where they actually see the base salary as just kind of like, that's neither here nor there. They understand the monetization opportunities and they're looking at this as a way to grow their career. And so I would say looking for an individual, and what I ask about quite often in the interview process is I say, you know, tell me what your financial goals are in the next 3 to 5 years for yourself. And what are you prepared to do to make those things happen? And when someone doesn't have really aggressive personal goals, chances are it will be practically impossible for you to motivate them, no matter how good the incentives are, no matter how much money they can make, because they're not actually moving towards a personal vision that is driving their why. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So do you feel like with some of the people that you have right now that maybe they're kind of comfortable?
Yes. And I almost feel like it's like that old saying, like you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Like as I'm growing and evolving so rapidly, I feel like I'm dragging some people along as opposed to them leading, following my lead.
I kind of got that feeling. And that's why I said the first thing that I said, which is that it's very difficult to introduce monetization after someone is in the role. And there are some people that can adapt to that. And, you know, some people that are able to successfully, you know, move into that, but many are not. And so I think this is a beautiful inflection point in the business, Maria, actually, to say the next person that I am going to recruit for and hire for, I'm hiring someone that has big personal vision, that has personal goals that they're working towards, that has financial things that are important to them. And that is the top criteria, right? You want to look for someone that does not see their base salary as their income generator. That's simply to cover, you know, a few of their baseline expenses. You're actually looking for someone that is money motivated, career oriented, that sees this as an opportunity more than anything to mentor with you as a business person. So they're not just seeing it as an opportunity to come work the job. They're looking as an opportunity to grow their career, and they understand that a lot of that is going to be in the business of what you're doing, not the job, which is the role you're hiring them for. Do you see the distinction there?
Absolutely. And if I don't mind, I just have another part to this.
Absolutely.
I found in the past, I'm going to say 3-4 years, as I've grown exponentially, a lot of people wind up leaving and then starting their own business. And it's not, I'm not against that, but it's like I invest so much in them. And then it's like, I feel heartbroken. Like I take it to heart. It's almost like, wow, like I just taught you everything and now you're leaving. And I know this sounds so petty, but when you're in business a long time, as you know, I'm like, how do I manage this? Like I need my own mindset work around not being heartbroken.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I talk about this, you know, a lot in my book, Bigger Than You. And, you know, the thing is, as leaders, we absolutely will be heartbroken over and over again because you do put so much into people and you have big hopes and big dreams for how they're going to grow with you. Some of them do, and some of them do go out on their own. Now, I found that there is a certain personality type, and I often have found even that people who want to start their own business, they have it in their mind, even when they're coming to work for you already, that eventually they want to start their own business. And so I think, again, that goes back actually to the interview process. When someone in an interview process tells me that eventually they want to start their own business, that immediately tells me that this is someone that's using the job as a stepping stone to go start their business. It is not someone that is coming to the job for the career opportunity. Those are two different mindsets. Absolutely. So number one, I would really dig into that in the interview process. Now, if you're hiring someone that is early stage in their career, you know, they may not know, and that may not, you know, that may not weed that out by asking those questions. If you're hiring someone that's more established in their career, I have found that some of the people that have worked out really well for me are people that they already have gone out and started a business, and they realize they actually don't want to carry the weight of an entire company on their shoulders. They want to be the right hand. They want to be the power player. They don't want to go out and have to deal with all of the expense and heartache and legal and insurance and payroll and all of the other things that come with starting their own business. So I think one, that has to become a part of the interview process. And I think two, you have to kind of start to dig into what is the personality type of someone that wants to make money and grow within a company versus someone that, you know, really ultimately wants to go out and do this on their own. But what I would say from a big picture perspective that I think is the most important thing is just keeping in mind that we can't control other people. And as long as we're in business for ourselves, we will go through those heartbreaking moments where, you know, people disappoint us or don't follow through or whatever the case. And all we can do is keep on keeping on, learn from every situation, and just do the best that we can possibly do.
Yes, you're so right. And thank you so much. This was great. I think I'm going to definitely fine tune the interview process, my questions. I think I need to be a little bit more tough because I am lovely, as one of my people on my team tells me all the time.
Yes. Yes. Save lovely for when you get to give out big bonuses for their great performance, and maybe a little tougher in the interview process.
Thank you, Kelly.
I love it.
Great.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Maria. It was awesome to have you on the show. One of the big struggles that we all have with team is that we get disappointed, frustrated, and overwhelmed when we put so much heart into helping people to succeed and we can't control the outcome. But we have to remember that the team is always behind the dream. So it's up to us to keep learning, keep moving, and keep growing. Thanks so much to Maria for a great conversation today.
Stick around. There's more of the Business Breakthrough Hotline straight ahead. Now, let's return to Business Breakthrough Hotline with Kelly Roach.
Next on the Business Breakthrough Show, we have Daphne. Daphne, where are you calling in from today?
Hi, Kelly. So great to be here today. Thank you so much. I'm calling from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
All right. Well, big welcome. Happy to have you here. Is it freezing there? What's it like today?
You know what? It's quite beautiful out today. It is just plus one. So it's wonderful weather, blue skies, and feeling grateful for the day today. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. Well, Daphne, tell everyone a little bit about your business.
Yeah. So Kelly, I currently own two businesses. I'm in real estate, and I also own a coaching company called Activating Your Brilliance. And I work in the real estate industry right now as an active real estate agent. However, and have done that for 18 years. However, I'm wanting to move away from that and become an industry leader, the industry voice for my coaching company now. I want to kind of move over to the coaching company. I'm just, you know, ready to leave the, you know, part of being an active realtor, boots on the ground. I'm currently in the six figures right now, looking to grow seven figures this year. And, I'm just wondering, how do I move from where I currently am to where I want to go, which is that industry voice leader? I am a speaker. I'm an author. I am also an educator in the field of real estate. And so right now, the context of that looks like that I do teach other real estate agents one-on-one, and I'm wanting to move one-to-many in this coaching company that I have, and just wondering what kind of suggestions that you have for me.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for that question, Daphne. So, you know, I think one of the things to think about is a lot of people feel that same stress or struggle when they're wanting to make a change within their businesses, and especially kind of figuring out how to get started in the realm of like leveraging your voice and creating one-to-many opportunities online. And I would say the starting point is really documenting everything you're already doing, Daphne. So, you know, even if you need to get a college intern or an admin that comes and follows you around, comes on site when you're getting on a Zoom call or when you're doing a speaking engagement or when you're teaching, you said you're already teaching real estate. It sounds like you're already doing this in some capacities already, but that it's not being broadcast.
Right.
And for you to step into that role of really leveraging your voice and using that voice to sell and teach one to many, that means that you have to start selling and teaching one to many. And that starts with documenting what you're already doing and broadcasting it online, right? Using that to turn into your content engine online. I think a lot of people struggle with building their content engine because they're trying to separate what they actually do from what they're creating to market. And the easiest way to build an amazing engine for content is to start documenting what you're already doing so that people then can get a glimpse into how you can help them. Now, in terms of what you're asking about, like, you know, selling one to many or, you know, coaching one to many, in order to do that, there has to be a mechanism to make that happen. So you need to decide, are you going to have a weekly live masterclass? Are you going to deliver webinars? Are you going to do live lunches? Are you going to do an in-person once a week lunch and learn or evening gathering, right? There's no right or wrong, but in order for you to both, let's call it, sell and deliver one to many, you have to have an engine that is going to help you to build that machine. And so, Daphne, are you doing any kind of one-to-many selling mechanism currently?
No, I'm not. No, but that's it, Kelly, because it's coming. I know that I've got a couple of big speaking engagements coming up where I potentially could have audiences of 300 to 500 people. And so I'm not quite sure how to move into that or what that might look like or what I should be doing. Should I be pulling a booth at the conference? If you can help, you know, what that might look like, that would be awesome.
The greatest value of any speaking engagement is going to be really twofold. Number one, you want to make sure that you have a phenomenal resource and that you work with the host in advance to ensure you have permission and ability to share a way for people to take action to get on your email list and to get in touch with you after the engagement. You don't want to leave the engagement without all of those people being added into your world and being added into your email list. So you want to work with the host and make sure you gain permission, and then that's really well thought out and built into the talks that you're going to give. So that's number one. The second thing, which I think is actually the most important value of any speaking engagement, is making sure that you're getting professional video and that that video is then chopped up into dozens of social media clips that you'll then use over and over again to market, one, you being on stage, two, what your message is, three, you know, you're adding value consistently, which is going to do a couple things. It's going to position you as a speaker. It's going to position you as an authority in your field. It's going to fuel your content machine. And then obviously in your captions, you can put CTAs, whether it's for book a call or whether it's for coming to a live masterclass or a session or whatever the case. So I think that if you have a way to work well with the host in advance, usually if you're speaking on someone's stage, they're already going to have a professional videographer. So you can just confirm with them that you'll receive all the footage, both photography and video. And then secondarily, making sure that you have that strong opt-in for your email list built into your talk.
Kelly, this is absolutely incredible. And thank you so much for this information. I have one other question too. And that is, knowing that we're in this trust recession online, when I move to a platform, and I don't know, you know, it could be like Facebook group, you know, I do have another community platform that I'm thinking of. Do you have any guidance as to whether or not I want to create community because of the trust recession? And in that kind of community container, I want the people, the individuals who are signing on to be able to, you know, communicate with one another, share information with one another, and grow together. Is that, am I thinking down the right lines? If you could give me some advice on that, that would be awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, the thing about building community, it's more about creating a sense of belonging, consistency in communication, shared values, shared perspectives, and keeping the conversation going. What container you choose to do that in is of lesser importance. It's more so that a lot of people start down the path of wanting to create community, but then they're not consistent in actually holding the structure to that space and keeping the conversation going. So it's just about being clear on kind of what your methodology is going to be for bringing people together and then keeping that conversation going. And I think that if you're intentional and consistent about that, I think you'll see great success.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for being on the Business Breakthrough Show today. Daphne, did you get a $1 million breakthrough in 5 minutes or less?
I absolutely did. Seven figures, eight figures. It's going up and up. It's fantastic.
I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. It was so wonderful to have you on the show today. Daphne asked some great questions on the show today. And what I want to remind everyone of is that when you look at wherever you want to go next in your business, that there is an unlimited amount of resources and directions you can go in order to create that next big leap. But what matters more than anything is not what strategy or tactic that you pick. It is the consistency and the intention that you put into the execution of that strategy. I'm Kelly Roach. Thanks so much for listening to the Business Breakthrough Hotline. And if you'd love to apply for a spot to come on the show live and ask your question, head on over to www.kellyroachinternational.com. And remember, for everyone listening, dream big, take action, and don't stop until you make it happen.
Don't wait. Reinvent your weekends with Business Breakthrough Hotline with Kelly Roach. Send back the agreement now or call Syndication Networks toll-free to lock in your market. Syndication Networks.